This is the Charlie Polillo Show on SportsMap 94.1.
And on SportsMap94.1.com.
Presented by Tri-Eagle Energy. Live from the SportsMap 94.1 studios, here's Charlie Polillo.
All right, back in on this absolutely gorgeous Monday. Not gorgeous today in Boston. It's Patriots Day, meaning they run the Boston Marathon. The Red Sox play a game that starts at 11 in the morning. Well, when they're home, the Red Sox open a series at the Angels tomorrow night. The two best teams in the American League. A sentence you do not hear the Houston Astros name in right now. The two best teams in the American League in the very early going. Red Sox 13-2, Angels 13-3. Possible American League Championship Series preview tomorrow night out in Anaheim. A Boston Marathon today, temperature 35 degrees, raining. Just the worst weather there is. If it's snowing, at least it's snow. When it's just cold enough to not be freezing and it's raining, that's brutal. It was also windy, so I haven't seen what the wind chill was. But it really was disruptive to the Boston Marathon today. So disruptive, an American woman won. The women's division, slowest time in 40 years, right? As the species evolves, typically we run faster, we jump higher. Slowest women's winning time since 1978, took almost 2 hours and 40 minutes. I think the women's winner usually somewhere at 220, 225. But Desiree Linden becomes the American woman to break through. First American woman to win the Boston Marathon since 1985. So the Kenyans and Ethiopians struck out because Yuki Kawauchi, that's what I'm going to have to go with, he is Japanese, the first Japanese male to win since 1987. I mean, almost every year it seems like Kenyans and Ethiopians are the top 10. And why aren't they listing the men's winning time? Hey, gender equity, come on. You put the woman's winning time. Where's the guy's winning time? I presume it was not world record challenging. 30,000 runners. Oy. Temperatures, as I said, mid-30s. Winds gusting to 32 miles per hour. And it's a 26-mile course, right? So it's not a straight line. But the story says near gale headwinds. Can you imagine running 26 miles in 35 degree temperatures with 30 mile per hour winds in your face? I marvel at those who run marathons, triathletes. I mean, I think you're all nuts, but I marvel at you. Ever finish a triathlon run?
Of course.
Okay, that was sarcastic and facetious for those who did not pick up. So I got an eye roll, and then obviously the laughter kicked in. Have you ever run a 5K?
I have run a 5K.
That's my maximum measured distance run. I've run longer than 5K consecutively, but not in an event.
I do have ambitions to do at least a half marathon at some point.
Well, there's one here every January.
I know.
Plenty of time to start your training.
I'm in.
Yeah, I miss the deadline every year, and about 3 days before, I'll ask people, hey, I forgot about it. You want to run the marathon with me Sunday? And, of course, nobody ever says yes, and I'm not going to go run it by myself, so I never run it.
I can't imagine running in those conditions. I mean, because, you know, they're running through the city, and some of those buildings will block the wind.
Yeah.
And then you turn that corner.
Oh, it just reminds you, look, if it's 35 degrees and raining and windy, I'm not running to the corner for a cup of coffee, much less 26 miles.
I'm sure just head up a Dunkin' Donuts. I think they have some.
In Boston? Every street corner. Starbucks goes, geez, they're a little obnoxious. They're everywhere. Dunkin' Donuts in Boston and rapidly growing their presence here in Houston. All right, off the marathon. What did I want to? Oh, I was talking about the Red Sox and the Angels. Ah, I got it. So the Astros. There's no need for panic. If it's your thing, okay, it's silly. They're three games out. Right now, they'd play host to the wild card game. Oh, no, they wouldn't. They'd be in Toronto. They have 146 games to play. Much figures to change. As I said, they're on pace to win 101 games at 10-6. Yeah, but they just lost two games in a row to the Rangers. They couldn't get a hit off Bartolo freaking Colon for seven innings. And I only poke fun of Bartolo Colon's fatness because, well, he goes by the nickname Big Sexy, which is completely embracing the fact that the guy, he lists 5'11", 285 pounds. That's fat. As I have alluded to a time or two, it's probably clinically obese. Think of your 30, more than 30 pounds, is it? Or more than 35 pounds over your recommended weight range? I'm pretty sure at 5'11", there's no recommendation anywhere that says if you check in at 250, that's okay. Your body mass index is right on the borderline of acceptable. I mean, Colon last year could not have looked more washed up. His ERA with the Braves, 780 or something. The Twins, who made the playoffs, were so desperate, they picked up Colon, put him in the rotation for the last 2 months of the season. His ERA there was over 5. So for the year, the guy's ERA was over 6. He could not find a job the entire offseason. Once spring training started, the Rangers, so pathetic with their pitching staff, they signed Colon and then Tim Lincecum 3 weeks later. And now Colon, because of injuries and general Rangers crappiness, he's in the rotation. He's now made two consecutive good starts. It's not going to hold up. And while an amusing and impressive story, let's also remember Bartolo Colon's a past cheater. At 240 career wins, third all-time among Latin American pitchers. But footnotes, he was a 50-game drug suspension guy a few years ago. But he turns 45 years old next month, and he had a perfect game against the Astros last night into the eighth inning. So, yeah, I watched the first couple innings of the baseball, but then, hey, Rockets game one was the priority. But I'm checking in on the Astros game. 1-0 through 4, 1-0 through 5. Hey, the Astros still don't have a base runner. 1-0 through 6. Are you kidding me? It's Bartolo Colon. 1-0 perfect game through 7. 10 years ago, maybe I'd have sprinted up the Avenida from Toyota Center to Minute Maid Park. But I don't think you get credit for having attended a perfect game if you show up in the eighth inning. And it's not 10 years ago. So I said, you know what? My phone will do. I'm sticking with the Rockets game here. And then he walks Correa leading off the eighth. Reddick breaks through with a double. And so if I'd sprinted after 7 to Minute Maid Park, get there just in time to see the perfect game, then the no-hitter broken up, and then have to hoof it back to Toyota Center? So I felt like I made the right choice. But Bartolo Colon, 7 innings of perfect baseball. Verlander was magnificent last night, but the Astros' spotty offense, they're killing his chance for a 25-win season. Verlander, I mean. Right, he already has 2 no decisions and 4 starts. The first of those, he didn't pitch very well. 3 runs and 5 2/3, I believe it was. But last night, he gives up 1 hit, strikes out 11 in 7 innings, but takes a no decision. So he remains undefeated in the regular season as an Astro with an earned run average of barely 1. He's just fantastic, but not V as in victory. Last night, as the Rangers take 2 out of 3 after the Astros won the opener. Saturday, if they lose this division by 1 or miss the playoffs by 1, Saturday's one of those you look back and over a long season, basically you're going to win 60, lose 60, and the other 42 will determine your fate. So among those 60 you're going to win, there are going to be a couple you pull out of the fire. And a couple of others where you just completely mess the bed and blow it. That was Saturday. Up 5-0 over the Rangers. It's two games in a row now. The Astros have scored in one inning, and that's it. Now, it was an eruption on Saturday. Four hits and a walk in one inning, five consecutive batters, starting with Springer. They score five runs. Well, a 10-inning game. They didn't score before that. They didn't score after that. Last night, they scrape out the one run in the eighth, and that is it. So the Astros' all-world offense of a year ago, so far this season, and they're 10-6. 10-6 is fine. But boy, they are wasting some good starting pitching. Brad Peacock blowing a Garrett Cole win.